So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara reconciling an apparent contradiction in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, which first ruled, Ein tzel nasa pesach, lo yala shvud, v'lo yala askala. A common pesach may not be roasted on a metal spit or grill, and then quote a story where Reb Tzedek asked his servant to roast the common pesach on a grill. Maisa lister? The story seems to contradict the halacha. The Gemara answers, Chesuri mechstra v'hochitani. We must add a detail into the Mishnah. Vim askalam no keves mutter. It is mutter to roast a carbon pesach on a grill that has holes in it, and that is the type of grill that Reb Tzedek asked his Eved to use. Rashi explains, V'yesh chalal gadol ben briach lebriach. It has gaps between the bars large enough to suspend the carbon pesach without it touching the bars. The Gemara next cites a halacha in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Taner she'esikoi v'garfer v'tzala b'yas ha'pesach ein zetz liyesh. A carbon pesach that was roasted in an empty oven, which, after being heated up, was cleared of the fire and coals, is not considered tzliyesh and may not be eaten. Shenemar, tzliyesh, tzliyesh, shteipam. Because the Torah twice specified tzliyesh, roasted by fire. The fact that the Torah repeated tzliyesh to specifically exclude this situation indicates that we cannot exclude it by definition, because tzliyesh is logically defined as roasted by the heat of fire, even if the fire is not present. This svar can be applied to bread baked in an oven, heated up by Isur Hana. Early in the Masechta on Daf Chavav and Beis, Rebbe taught, Tanur she'esiku b'kli b'arla, an oven heated up with wood of arla, or other materials whose benefit is forbidden, afa b'yas hapas, Rebbe Yomer hapas asura. Rebbe holds that bread baked in it is asur because yesh shvach itzim hapas. Benefiting from the bread is tantamount to benefiting from the wood of Isur Hana, because the bread was baked from the heat produced by the wood. Based on the above logic, the bread would be usur even if the oven was empty. However, Rabbi Bar Ava ruled, hapas muteris, the bread is mutter. The Gemara gives two answers. First, perhaps misvara they are indeed alike, and once we have the repetition of tzliyesh to teach that residual heat is not sufficient for Korban Pesach, we derive from it that residual heat is not significant regarding other halachas, including baking with residual heat of Isur Hana. Second, we can differentiate. Regarding Korban Pesach, the Torah requires tzliyesh, roasted by fire, which misvara includes residual heat. But regarding arla, the Torah forbids benefiting from the wood itself, which is no longer there when using the residual heat. Tan Rabban, Chatcha v'nasna agabi gecholim. Rebbe Oimer, Oimer ani sheze tzliyesh. Rebbe says that if the carbon pestle was cut in a few places, but not separated to make it roast more quickly, and then roasted on coals, it is considered tzliyesh. The Gemara asks that from the fact that we need the repetition of the word michveh to teach that taras of burns applied to somebody who is burned by a coal, we see that we do not consider a coal to be the same as fire. The Gemara offers two answers. First, Rebbe is referring to wood coals, which are considered to be like fire, and the brisa of michveh is referring to metal coals, which require the extra drasha to teach that it is considered a michveh, a burn. Second, Ravina alters the brisa to be saying that burns incurred from coals are understood to be considered like burns from fire. The extra drush is only needed for a burn from other hot objects, such as hot ashes or hot water and so forth, to teach that it is considered a michvah, a burn. The Gemara asks that coals from metal should be considered a fire, since Mises Bezn of Sreifa is done by pouring hot lead down the throat. The Gemara answers that there is a special drush to teach that hot lead is considered Sreifa. The halacha that Mises Sreifa does not mean actual burning is derived from Mises B'nei Aaron, where it was Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kayim, burning of the soul, but the body remained intact. They did not pour boiling water down the throat because Baraloi Misa Yafa. We must choose the least painful method possible for each type of Mises Bezdin. The Gemara explains, in Mises Sreifa, molten lead, Psila Shel Avar, was used because the Pasuk says, Be'esh Tisarif, L'rambas kol sreifas habois mach masa'esh. Since tisarif is written after ba'esh, it includes all forms of burning that come from fire. Karbonis have to be burned ba'esh in actual fire, because the pasuk says, b'sarif oisel itzim ba'esh, l'memra de'esh in midach riniloi. Since ba'esh is written after b'sarif, it is limited to actual fire only and excludes other forms of burning. Regarding that which was learned earlier, that wood coals are considered fire, the Gemara asks from a pasuk in Avodas Yom Kippur, which says, "V'lokach maloi hamach de gachle eish me'al mizbeach." He shall take fiery coals from the mizbeach. Based on the lengthy discussion in the Braisa, it seems that Eish would mean actual fire only. The Gemara, however, explains the Pasuk to be teaching that the Kohen Gadol should not take coals with flames, but coals without flames, which is also considered Eish. The next Mishnah discusses cases where parts of the carbon came into contact with things that affect its status as Sli Eish. Zok the Mishnah. Nogu b'charset shel taner, yiklef es mekaymai. If it touches the oven wall and gets roasted from contact with the hot oven wall, he must peel off the piece that touched the wall. Nataf miroitfay al acheres, v'chazer elav, yitlef es mekaymai. If gravy dripped on the oven wall and then came back on the carbon, he has to remove a thicker piece of meat from the place where the gravy landed on the meat. Notav miroitfay al acheres, yikmoitz es mekaymai. If some gravy dripped onto flour, he has to remove a handful of flour. The Mishnah continues. Sachi b'shemen truma. If the carbon was rubbed with truma oil, a group of kahanim can eat it. But a group of Yisraelim has to rinse it if it was still raw, or peel off a piece if it was cooked. Sachi b'shemen shel meiser sheni. If it was smeared with meiser sheni oil, he cannot charge the other members of the chabura for the cost of the oil, because one may not sell meiser sheni in Yerushalayim. The Mishnah will be explained in detail on the following daf.